You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Forto. This year, we are doing something new. We are going to talk about the top rock albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. These short, bite-sized episodes should be perfect for a quick listen and, who knows, just might spur your interest in checking out some new tunes. It's 1979. Man, it's hard to believe that we are through the decade of the 70s, and what a decade it was. I do remember it just like it was yesterday, including those tough skins, saddle Oxfords, and bell bottoms. Did you know that the Sony Walkman was released this year? It truly did change music forever. The Ford Pinto automobile design allowed its fuel tank to be easily damaged in the event of a rear-end collision, which sometimes resulted in deadly fires and explosions. It was first noticed by Ford in 1971 tests. Every once in a while, I still see one of those jalopies out on the roadways. Sid Vicious died in 1979 of a heroin overdose. If you recall, we just talked about his groundbreaking album as the top album on last week's podcast. 1979's quotes, "Nothing comes between me and my Calvins." Brooke Shields for Calvin Klein. "Have a Coke and a smile." Coca-Cola. All right, guys, let's jump into the top rock album of the year. And we are talking about, of course, nothing other than The Clash, London Calling. Though rooted in punk with 1979's London Calling, The Clash delivered arguably their most eclectic and most complete studio album. There's a little something for everyone with elements of soul, reggae, and R&B seeping into the music as well. The album opening title track had the snarl and attitude fans had come to expect, while the album closing hidden track, Train in Vain, was more a straight-up rocker with a catchy radio quality. In between, there was the reggae-tinged Rudy Can't Fail, the upbeat Spanish Bombs, the infectious Clamp Down, and swaying beats of Guns of Brixton, among other standout moments. Simply put, this was a band on the top of their game, showing exactly what they could tackle with their varied influences. This platinum-selling, critically-hailed classic is deserving of every accolade coming its way. So, guys, what do you think? Do you like this series? Let me know in the comments and on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast. Also, do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. One more thing, watch your podcast feed on Thursdays as we will do the same format for the top metal albums, too. And one last bit of trivia, guys. Eaton Patz was the first missing child to have their picture on a milk carton in 1979, and that the murderer wasn't caught until 2012. And on that note, we'd love for you to support our show. Please head on over to patreon.com/firstpawmedia and sign up today, and you will get access to behind-the-scenes content, exclusive merch, and more. Remember, I'm your host, Michelle Forto, for First Paw Media, and I'll see you next time.